Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The National Economic Dialogue started this week. It's where the main social partners sit with the government to underline that they want what they want and what's realistic in October's budget. The Minister for Finance has already flagged that change is coming for how we invest our private funds. That suggests a brand new tax-efficient way of investing in stocks and bonds is on the way. That's great news for the financial services sector, but what else was discussed at yesterday's first session? Patricia Callan is the Director of Financial Services Ireland, and she was there at the meeting. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
How do these events play out, Patricia? Like, does the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach kind of read out from a script and then go round the table where everyone else reads their script? Or is there genuine back and forth at these things?
No, certainly it's very strong engagement. So that the National Economic Dialogue now lasts a full day. So there are set piece speeches at the start, but then it goes into breakout rooms, which there was about 10 government ministers present in the different breakouts where people can really interact and flag their issues. But I guess the whole day is anchored in Future 40, which was the government's big paper that they published at the end of last year, where they're forecasting, you know, what the economy might look like in 40 years' time. So there's always that balance between trying to set this longer term focus and, of course, all the short term needs where people are, have their ask for this budget. And then I think what's very useful, because you've got business, you've got trade unions, community, environmental pillar, that you see what everyone else's priorities are and what the government faces in that decision matrix.
Okay. And these rapporteurs or these academics in their specialised fields, they have a look at what was discussed yesterday, analyse it and then report back to everyone or just privately to the government?
No, they will produce a full report in the next few weeks. And again, they're just actually summarising the discussion. So they're not specifically coming out with recommendations on foot of that. But I think it's very useful, just like most things in Ireland, in terms of getting sight of senior civil servants, politicians, decision makers, and then being able to follow up individually then where some issues have sparked more interest. And obviously, we've already had a lot of follow up. Pre-National Economic Dialogue, specifically on the personal investment account, which is the big focus for the financial services sector this year.
Yeah, indeed, you're one of the few lobby groups that knows exactly that something big is coming down the tracks for you guys. And what were they discussed, or were did you have further asks from the government?
Yes, so the idea behind the savings and investment accounts, as they're called at European level, this is part of the European Savings and Investment Union, is that each member state will look at best practice, which the Commission have provided, and will set up their own account. So in Ireland, we have done a lot of work in Financial Services Ireland. We set up a task force across all the different subsectors of financial services to come up with a set of recommendations for how this will work best in Ireland. And essentially the idea is that every regular, they're called retail investors, but regular people will actually have access to an account. It will be digital, it'll be easy to use. You won't have to get investment advice, but you certainly can. And the idea is that there will be a tax incentive in order to encourage people to take it up. And it will be, for many people, the first time ever that they're going to invest in shares, because only 16% of the Irish population currently have shares. Many people might have a pension that they're not really paying attention to. So what we're trying to create is this investment culture, and in particular to unlock basically all of the money that's on deposit accounts into more productive capital markets. And that's necessary, obviously, for what the EU and Ireland want to do in terms of things like digitalization, the green transition, defense, etc. So we need this private capital. And it's a big piece, obviously, as we know, the US is very big in capital markets and less on debt financing. We're entirely the opposite. And we want to shift to become more productive.
Okay. And do you have a preference in terms of the models that are available? We are aware of the UK model, the ISA model, and we're aware now of the Swedish model, the IDK model. Do you have any preference?
Well, so we haven't gone with one or the other. We've just looked at the criteria and what we have very much what has worked in other countries is that it has to be simple, it has to be easy to understand. And within that, I think there's a big piece of work for government and industry to think about the launch. So we know that the account details will be announced in October. We have asked that we actually have the design principles, so the broader piece outside those specific tax asks now, so that we can get product development into motion. And then hopefully by June of next year, we should be in a position. Again, this is all going to be individual companies launching products with this wrapper. So it's really important that we have a national communications campaign as part of the investment literacy piece around people understanding what these accounts are and the great advantage that they can come to them as individuals. Mm. So I think definitely what we already know for definite is that the accounts will have a tax element, and that the providers will look after the tax returns to the government. And again, that's important because in Ireland, a lot of people are not used to making those personal tax returns. And that's actually been a feature of why people haven't invested in shares, as well as the prohibitive tax.
They don't want to deal with the tax man.
They don't want to deal with the tax man. And actually, share funds like exchange traded funds are actually tax incentivized in Ireland. So regular shares or do other capital gains are taxed at 33%, as is DIRT. Whereas traditionally, taxes on actually diversified funds, which is one of the best ways to invest, were at 41%, came down to 38% last year. So we need also though for that to come down again to 33%, and the deemed disposal rule to be got away with. But in priorities, our priority focus, because we really think we're going to benefit as individuals, as a nation, and as a financial services sector, because it's important if we have, like, we're the global hub for exchange traded funds. If our own citizens aren't buying our product, then that's a problem for us just in terms of international perception and placement. So I think this is very much a focus for government in terms of individual resilience, family resilience, in terms of planning for income. It should unleash capital, and we should benefit as a sector because we're great at creating these new products and launching them into other member states. So that I think is going to be critically important as part of this budget.
Patricia, thanks so much for joining us. That's Patricia Callan, Director of Financial Services Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.